I have been thinking lately about how comparisons can cause ourselves harm. So let's do a divination with some cards asking, what harm is there in comparing ourselves to others? First, we will draw from the big cards. There's one. Oh, a blank one. That doesn't happen very often. Two is disgrace. Three is eliminate. Oops. And four is stupid. Two more. Women and change. And then we'll draw the little card to go in the middle. And we have six cards, so one, two, three more cards, four, five, and six. All right, let's interpret this. The first thing that's being said here is that we have a blank slate when it comes to how we want to view ourselves or view others. It is our mind, and it is our emotions, and it is up to us and only us. We can always choose another thought or choose another feeling to focus on in that moment. But when we are comparing, what we're doing is we're setting up a measurement of our own worth and value. So when you judge something outside of yourself as good or bad or better, what that's indicating is a measurement for yourself to measure, are you good or bad or worthy or deserving? So when we set up measurements for others, it's really a standardized test that we're giving to weigh our own value. And what this is saying is that we are inherently wonderful soul beings. And we are all in this together on earth, in all the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so when we start comparing and putting people on the outside of what is good or worthy of love, it is a disgraceful thing that we are doing, not only because now we are devaluing ourselves, but giving others a measure of what makes them worthy or not. So we are asked to literally cut this out and to eliminate this way of being that is so natural and ingrained and even taught to us historically, and to find new ways of being, because this is harmful not only to your own self, but to others. It is saying that this is a silly thing. these cards can be blunt. It says that this is a stupid thing that humans have done. And it's often been institutionalized, it's been taught by churches, it's been taught by religions, it's been taught by legacies of traditions of people who have wanted to set out comparisons, who's in and who's out. But when you're doing that, what you're doing is you're setting up a measurement that decides if you're in or you're out. And it's measuring your worth, which is silly because we are all worthy. So it's asking us to get back into the still inner point of our soul and our heart and our own inherent worth, and find the essence of who we are, the grain of truth of who we are, and to birth into being a new way of thinking, a new way of feeling that doesn't have standardized values or values based on comparison. This requires doctoring old beliefs and coming into changing who we are as beings of thought and manifestation. And by changing that, we can step into newer ways of thinking that are, well, actually the old ways, the original ways before human history and culture taught us to compare ourselves to see if we're in and we're out, by projecting that outward to saying they're in and they're out, they're good, they're bad. If they're bad, I must be good. If they're good, I must be bad. All these ways are division and separateness, and stepping into the unity and wholeness that we all inherently are as a soul species is really to know the truth of who we are. And this is ingrained in all of us, deep in our soul's DNA. So, remember, when you're comparing yourself to others, it may be hurtful to them, but you're really harming yourself. This is Tia from Luminescence, and I hope that helps.